Chapter 8 Fasting to Break Cycles of Failure and Defeat. What agreement has Christ with Belial? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us, as it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Do failure and frustration seem to be your lot in life? Is your life characterized by continual setbacks and misfortune? Does it appear as though, no matter what you do in life, you cannot seem to obtain the blessings of the Lord? Often the most frustrating thing about this whole scenario is the fact that you are a believer and love the Lord. According to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, we are redeemed from the curse. In other words, Jesus became a curse in our stead. If this is true, then how can a believer still be under a curse? Unfortunately, there are still many believers living under curses, even though they have been legally redeemed from curses. Just as a believer may have to fight a good fight of faith for healing, he or she may also have to fight a good fight of faith against curses. Many other curses that can affect a person's life come as a result of one of the most wicked and vile spirits in the kingdom of darkness, the spirit of Belial. He is a ruling spirit of wickedness. There is a host of demons that operate under his command, cursing the lives of people. When I observe the practices and sins that are happening in our nation today, I know that the spirit of Belial is behind them. Belial is a strong man in America, as well as other nations of the world. Belial is a world ruler of wickedness. Jesus taught us the necessity of binding the strong man in order to spoil his goods. Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. The prayers in this chapter are meant to do just that. As you pray, Belial, the world ruler of wickedness, will be bound, and his demonic hold on you and on your family and community will be broken. First, let's discuss what fasting does when it accompanies this kind of prayer. Fasting